him as old folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go, just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in the coffee, puts his napkin up under his chin. And that yellow car pipe, it's so mellow, it's ripe, but you needn't be ashamed of him. In the evening after supper, what stories he would tell. How he held a speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day. Oh, I know that one so well. Don't quite understand about old folks. Did he fight for the blue or the gray? For he's so diplomatic and so democratic, we always let him have his way. In the shoes with Lord knows who. Then he meets the late train at the station, sits and whittles when it's overdue, while they're sorting the mail every night without fail. He's sneaking a little nip or two. Every Friday he'll go fishing way down on Buzzard's Lake. He only hooks a perch or two, a whale got away. So then we warm up the steak. Or someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old town this will be. Children's voices at play will be still for a day. The day that they take old folks away.
Some say its roots go back centuries to equatorial Africa. Others find influences in the cabarets and sidewalk cafes of Europe. But whatever its roots, early jazz is uniquely American. And now the Roaring Twenties roar again. Each week we explore the people and events of the 1920s that gave us the jazz age. This is Neil Sheldon with an invitation to join me for the Roaring Twenties, Tuesdays 5 p.m. Pacific, Saturdays 2 p.m. Pacific.